Hi, we're Laura and Deandra from Home Sweet Home Grocery, and we're down on Pine and Porter Street.
We're a local economic project in the community, and today we're at our pop-up here at the Huddy House.
Home Sweet Home started as an online project. Deandra and I started blogging and writing together. We were talking about community kitchen and...
Craft.
Craft was the third. And then when Deandra moved to Prince George, we started Home Sweet Home Grocery as a store.
The success was kind of mind-blowing for us and for the community. The first year we were open, the Prince George community put over $250,000 in sales into Home Sweet Home, which we then moved into the community by purchasing local. Like 80% of what people spend at our store stayed in Prince George, and the other 20% stayed in BC. So we're really proud to have done that work in the community. But we found that the model of capitalism we were working in was really limiting for the work we wanted to do. And so the transition into online groceries and being in the community more, and then we're doing a series of pop-ups throughout the summer, testing markets, gets us more points of access and gets our farmers to more markets, as well as gets food into more neighborhoods in the city.
So my name is Toni Carlton. I'm the executive director with the Kearney Hill Neighborhood Center Society, which is a local nonprofit here in Prince George, operating mainly out of the downtown area of Prince George in the VLA, or the Veterans Land Act neighborhood. It's a very diverse community. You know, I think a lot of people who are new to Canada quite often end up living in this neighborhood. There's a lot of families in the neighborhood, a lot of rental housing. A lot of families end up here, students, younger families with children as well. We find, a lot of the people that we're working with to support, maybe don't have access to vehicles, or they're on foot, or they're on bikes, or, they've got a stroller and two babies in it and three kids in tow. So it's a real pedestrian-focused neighborhood as well. When you're looking at a young family that maybe only has one income, or they're getting their income through government programs, it's really hard to afford to eat good, healthy food. We find a lot of our families at times are shopping at 7-Eleven. They're going to the local grocery store or the local corner store and, paying prices that aren't inexpensive. And the food quality isn't that great sometimes. Some corner stores, I think, do a good job in Prince George, and some don't. So the opportunity to have food come to the neighborhood, I think, is nice. And I think for a lot of families that are relying on services such as the soup bus or the different kitchens in town, they're walking a lot already just to meet their basic needs, right? Much less trying to figure out how to get groceries on top of that when you've got to make it, a distance away. Six blocks might not seem like a lot, but for a lot of people it can be a big challenge to get to Superstore or to Save on Foods.
This is my neighborhood, and so I live really close, and we have a relationship with Toni before this, a little bit through UMBC and just being in the community. And I've worked with Kearney Hill before, and we've worked in this neighborhood before. Laura and I both have a background working for shelters in town and like the YMCA and stuff like that. And we know that there's nowhere to buy groceries in this neighborhood. Like at my house, when I need something, I go to 7-Eleven up on Queensway to get eggs because I don't have groceries some days. And people have a hard time leaving the neighborhood to get to the farmer's market. If somebody has a family, it's really hard to... The bus, you have to pay for kids as soon as they turn five. So if you have four kids, you're looking at $20 in bus fare to get to Superstore and back. And it's just... It's really inaccessible. And we bring our products here at a lower price, too, because we want to make them more accessible in the neighborhood. And so we're really excited to build community in a more... visceral sense, I guess, and work on those more systemic issues. We are here mostly as outreach. Like, this isn't a big financial win for us, like, because we're here for the community. So it's that whole, like, enterprise social, right? Like, making decisions about community and not about profit.